Good morning to you. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of August 14th. Steve Suman put this report together for us. Looks like we got a great week coming up. Nighttime lows in the 50s, daytime highs in the 70s and 80s. No rain in the forecast. Perfect weather for sleeping and fishing. Hayward Bass Club is holding its free youth bass tourney for youths 10 to 17 years of age this Sunday, August 20th. It goes from noon to 4 out at the Landing Resort on the Chippewa Flowage. Club members, guides, and youth anglers will be fishing from noon to 4, followed by a shore lunch and awards ceremony. You have to have a reservation to participate. For more information, stop in at Hayward Bait and Tackle, or you can text 405-227-1789. The 116th annual Sawyer County Fair is this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. If you'd like detailed information, a complete schedule of events, entertainment, fair hours, ticket prices, and more, go to sawyercountyfair.org, or you can call 715-699-2022. Well, sales of bonus antlerless tags have started. They started Monday, starting with the Northern and Central Forest Zones. Your bonus authorizations cost $12 for residents, $20 for non-residents, and they're just $5 for age 11 and younger. They're available online through gowild.wi.gov. or through your local licensed vendors. You can buy one per person per day until they're sold out or deer season ends. You need to know the DMU you're going to hunt and if you'll be hunting on public or private land. Authorizations vary by DMU deer population levels. Each farmland zone deer license already includes one antlerless authorization. For more information, you can search deer hunting on the DNR's website. All right, let's go to the fishing report. You know, fishing has slowed somewhat depending on the species. Bass and pike are still hot in general. Other species are starting to get a little finicky. If you don't have a few days to get to know a lake, why not pop into one of our local bait shops to find out what they're biting on, when, and where? If you're going up to the quiet lakes, try Happy Hooker on Upper A. Want to fish the flowage? Check in with Mike at Jenks Bait and Tackle on Highway B. Bobber Down on Highway 77 is a great source if you're headed out on Round Lake, and you can never go wrong at Hayward Bait and Tackle on Railroad Street in town. All right, the muskie fishing is good. Anglers report they see many fish. They're getting follows and short hits, and they're even boating a few. Focus on shallow to deep weeds, weed flats, wood, rock, and bait fish and panfish concentrations. Good baits right now include rubber baits, bucktail swim baits, gliders, and topwaters. The walleye fishing is a little slower, but it is improving during daylight. Troll crankbaits and crawler harnesses over deep weeds, weed edges, basins, break lines, drop-offs, and rock. In evening and into dark, work the shallow weeds, weed edges, and other structure with crawlers, walleye suckers, and fatheads on jigs, spinner rigs, slip bobbers, and harnesses. Northern pike action is still a very good all-day bite, but your best success is coming in morning and late afternoon. Search shallow to deep weeds, weed flats, bays, shorelines, and baitfish and panfish concentrations. Sucker minnows, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, bucktails, and crankbaits are all working on pike. Largemouth bass fishing is very good to excellent. Look in and around shallow weeds, weed edges, wood, slop, shorelines, and docks, and mid-depth to deeper weeds, wood, and rock. Various plastics on jigs, drop shot and Ned rigs, spinnerbaits, and topwaters, such as whopper ploppers, frogs, and buzzbaits, are all catching largemouth. Smallmouth fishing is good to very good. They are on deep rock, weeds, weed edges, and wood, and shallower weed lines, stumps, and sandy shorelines. Ned Riggs, Drop Shot Plastics, Berkeley Max Scent Power Baits, and Whopper Ploppers and other topwaters are all productive. Crappie fishing's fair to good. They are deep on weeds, weed edges, wood, cribs, and sunken bogs during the day, and floating bogs in late afternoon into dark. Best baits include crappie minnows, mini mites, garland mayflies, voodoo flashbang jigs, plastics, and 1-inch gulp minnows. Bluegill and perch fishing's good around shallow structure and on deep weed edges. Leaf worms, crawlers, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs, plain hooks, drop shot rigs, and hook and split shot setups under bobbers are all tempting panfish. A few more upcoming events I didn't talk about yet. The Sealy Lions pre-fed bike race is coming up August 19th. Goes from 9 a.m. to noon. That's this Saturday. On August 27th, Hayward Bass Club will hold their Tom Turner High School benefit tourney on the Tiger Cat chain. It's headquartered at Black Iron Grill, and that runs from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the 27th. Find out more by texting 405-227-1789. And we're going to end this month with a full moon on August 30th. If you want to know anything else about what's happening around here, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and look at our local calendar of events. If you have a question, give us a call down at the office. The chamber number is 715-634-8662. And you can reach Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau at 715-634-4801. Hey, it's a gorgeous day out. Let's get outside.